This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. The notification for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections will be issued tomorrow. Elections will be held in 96 Lok Sabha seats and 9 states and 1 union territory in this phase. All 25 seats of Andhra Pradesh, all 17 seats of Telangana, 13 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 8 seats each of Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats of Bihar, 4 seats each in Jharkhand and Odisha, and 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this fourth phase. Nominations can be filed till the 25th of this month. Voting for this phase will be held on the 13th of May. Notification for single phase Andhra Pradesh assembly polls and first phase of assembly polls in Odisha will also be issued tomorrow. Star campaigners of various political parties are holding back-to-back rallies for the first and second phase of Lok Sabha polls. The polling for the first phase is on the 19th of this month. In Assam, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will hold an election rally at Nalabari. He was given a grand welcome last evening in Guwahati upon his arrival at Borjhar Airport. TMC Supremo and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee will campaign at Silchar. Senior leaders of Congress, AAP, AIUDF, CPIM, Bodoland People's Front will also campaign for their party candidates today. Polling will be held in three phases in Assam for a total of 14 seats. In Tripura, as the first phase of campaigning will come to an end today evening, hectic campaigning by leaders from various political parties has reached its peak in the Tripura West Lok Sabha seat. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi is slated to address an election rally at Swami Vivekananda Ground in Agartala today. In the constituency, the main fight appears to be seen between the BJP's Biplab Kumar Deb and INDI Alliance bloc candidate Ashish Kumar Saha from Congress Party. In Tripura, poll campaigning in West Tripura Lok Sabha constituency and for a by-poll for the 7 Ramnagar Assembly seat will end at 5 p.m. today. Kerala is gearing up for Lok Sabha elections in the second phase on the 26th of April. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh will be campaigning for NDA in various constituencies in Kannur district today. He will address the NDA election rally to be held in Thalassery and Mattanur this afternoon. Congress leaders like Mallikarjun Kharge, Priyanka Gandhi, Revanth Reddy and others will also be in Kerala for the UDF campaign in the coming days. The election campaign for the first phase of elections for 12 Lok Sabha seats in Rajasthan will end this evening. These include Ganganagar, Bikaner, Churu, Jhunjhunu, Sikar, Jaipur Rural, Jaipur, Alwar, Bharatpur, Karoli, Dholpur, Dausa and Nagaur seats. Today on the last day of campaigning, leaders of BJP, Congress, National Democratic Party, CPIM, other parties and independent candidates will leave no stone unturned to woo the voters. BJP leader and Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma will address an election rally in Khairthal of Alwar today. Campaigning will also end in 6 Lok Sabha constituencies of Madhya Pradesh from 6 p.m. today in the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. The election campaigning for the second phase and filing of nomination papers for the third phase is going on in full swing in the state. Polling personnel have been dispatched to interior polling stations of the Gadchiroli Chimur constituency of Maharashtra. District Gadchiroli has a difficult terrain. The administration used helicopters to transport 850 poll personnel to 206 polling stations. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has permitted this transportation at P3, that is, 3 days before poll day. The exercise started early morning yesterday at 6:30 a.m. and 65 polling parties comprising around 267 polling personnel were dispatched to difficult-to-reach polling stations. The polling in this constituency will take place on April the 19th. Ram Janmotsav is being celebrated with full fervour across the country today. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar have extended greetings to all fellow citizens on the occasion of Ram Navami. In a message, the president said that Ram Navami, celebrated on the auspicious occasion of the birth of Lord Sri Ram, guides us on the path of truth and righteousness. And that is the end of this news bulletin.